These are probably perfect readings for Stewardship Sunday. If you have a stewardship program or in your parish, it's a good time. It's a good time to remind people that we come together as a community. The way the community thrives is when all people participate, giving their time, their talent, and their treasure. So anyway, the parish where I was working at the time, a couple of the parishioners after the service came up to me, and this gentleman, he and his wife, they were older people, and he said to me, he said, "I want to tell you a story." He said, many years ago when they were pretty young, he said the Depression hit, and he said the market fell, and he said, "I lost my job." He said, "My wife and I were wondering what we were going to do because we didn't have any children." And he said, "There just weren't any jobs to be had." He said, "We had our apartment paid for till the end of the month, which was that Sunday." And he said, "And I had $5." So he said to his wife, "Let's go to church." So they went to Mass. And when the collection basket came around, he put in $2. And she looked at him and she said, "You know, that's all we have." And he said, "But I feel I need to give that." So then after Mass, they walked around for a while. They found a place to have breakfast. So remember the time, it's around 1929, 1930. So they both had breakfast, left a tip, and that cost them $1. So he had $2 left. And he said, "We came out of the restaurant." And he said there was a young man. He said he almost begged on his knees, could he give them something? He said, "I have a wife and 2 children at home who have not eaten for 2 days. So the gentleman said he looked at his wife, he reached in his pocket, he gave them the $2. He said they walked around the city the rest of the day, they didn't have anything else to do. He said there was no work, he couldn't, so they just walked around the city. He said they had their apartment for that night yet, and then they had to get out of that. So they went to bed and they rested, got up the next morning. He said, "First place I went, I got a job." And he said, "For the rest of my life, I never wanted for a job." He said, "If you need to ever talk about trust, trusting God," he said, "you can use my story." The couple is now long deceased. But that's a story that I can remember the words almost verbatim, because I was so touched by his story. But you know, we think about the readings today, we think about the trust. Now this widow. And remember, in those days, the widows were considered almost the poorest of the poor, because if they lost their spouse, they had absolutely no support at all, either from what he had or from her original family. So she just really had nothing. And she had to make it pretty much on her own, unless somebody kind of decided to help her along. So this prophet comes along, Elijah, and there's a drought in the land, it's pretty severe. He comes along and he said, "Could you get me a drink of water?" And so she turns around, she's going to get the water for him. He said, "And bring me a piece of bread also." And she turned around and said to him, as the story told us this morning, "We have nothing except a little bit of flour and a little bit of oil. My son and I are going to prepare something to eat, and then we will die." But the prophet said to her, "You won't run out." And she didn't. She trusted in God enough. She trusted in God enough to say, "Okay." And the same story in the gospel, where Jesus is watching these people putting money in treasure. He liked to watch crowds too. We used to do that. As a matter of fact, you go sit in the mall, just watch people around, walk around at Christmas time. It's very interesting. But anyway, Jesus apparently liked to do that because he was watching the temple treasury, what was going on there. And he saw people giving very generously, I'm sure. But this poor widow, that one really got his attention because, and as he said in the gospel, he said, she gave out of her absolute need. Now, most of us, when we give something, it really doesn't hurt us much. We probably, if we're extremely generous, we may miss it a little bit for a short time. But when we give of ourselves, of our time, our talent, and treasure, as this lady did, that's really showing a tremendous amount of trust in God. You kind of say, well, how do people do that? How do they do that? How do you ever get to that point? And I'm really not sure. It probably is a lifetime of just doing and sharing and being a good Christian person. Being a good Christian person is going to cost you something. It's going to cost you, say, dealing with people that maybe you don't want to deal with. It's going to cost you maybe helping people that you maybe really don't want to help. Or maybe you think they should make a living like everybody else. Maybe they can't. So all of those things, you know, being a Christian is not always an easy task. And sometimes we like to say, well, I don't see what good it's doing. I mean, if we look at our world today, you know, we kind of say, what good are all of our prayers doing for the salvation of our world? It looks like we're going down the hill faster than we're going up. What good is it to me for me to sacrifice for my neighbors, to be kind to my neighbors, when they turn out to be such really nasty people in return? And remember Jesus said, you know, he said, I'm the one who's going to give the reward. Ultimately, you look at me, come to me. I'm the one who's going to reward you. Maybe they don't see that now. Maybe what you do, the good thing that you do for a co-worker, or the kindness that you show to a co-worker, maybe they don't reciprocate in any way, shape, or form. But maybe a day or a year or 10 years from then, they remember a kindness of a person who was a very Christian person, who was a good person. And maybe that will be all they need at that time to help them get through a crisis or maybe to find their own way somehow. We don't know. So it's like the widow in both of these stories, or like that couple I just told you about. They trusted that God would take care of them. They were willing to give from the bottom of their heart because they trusted God. See, in our world today, we seem to pay less and less attention to him. It's like he's a being who is far, far away and doesn't really care much about us, doesn't pay much attention to us. He doesn't intervene enough for our purposes, but he trusts us, and he wants us to trust him. So when he said, I will be with you always, he meant it. He walks with every one of us. We may not feel his presence. We may not sense his presence. We may think sometimes he's abandoned us totally. It's like, remember that story, the footprints in the sand? It beautifully talks about our God. Where sometimes he just doesn't seem to be there. We look at our world today and the absolute chaos going on, the total lack of regard for the things of God, the law of God, the morality of that God tried to teach us, the care that he taught us for people, and how that all just seems to be gone out the window. But we know somehow that if we do what he asked us, we can trust that he will take care of his promises. God is true. We're not always that true. We're not always that trustworthy. But God is. So I think we have to... I told you that story because I think it's very important to see how just ordinary people, good people, nothing that you would walk across the street to see, and it's not like a saint walking down the street, although it really was. We just don't think of ourselves that way. We don't think of other people that way. But remember, God says, I'm with you. I trust you. I want you to trust me in the same way. These two widows and that couple showed me that way. They have to be willing, they're willing to give of themselves and trust that God will be there for them.